My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin is still on the witness stand with Exhibit A, his video chat with his scammer Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
I suck at charades. I am not good at this game. I suck at this game. You need to tell me. You need to type or write a note and hold it to the screen. This is silly. This is craziness. You're going to cause an international incident. Yeah, you. When people get it, you need to communicate. You'll call me tomorrow. You will call me tomorrow. You want me to call you? I call you tomorrow. 11:30. On Skype. At the cafe. Yes? Type, woman. Bye? On the phone? You want me to call you on the phone? I don't even know your number. Yeah, you gave me the wrong number months ago.
I just want to stop it. Did you hear her go, yeah? Which is the same yeah she always gave me, like when I was talking to her on the phone. Yeah. It's the same chick I was talking to on the phone.
You think so?
Yeah, I know it's the same chick.
Yeah? Okay.
Same chick I was talking to on the phone in December.
The chat room is just, they're like, well, you know, while the Skype may be real, the conversation is lacking. It seems forced to me. Something doesn't seem genuine about it. And then Morgan says, it might be that is all they want you to hear. That's the way I feel, Tom. I've talked to a few of these guys on the phone, and they are understandable but with an accent. So they're not feeling this conversation, that something's fishy.
It's possible, or it could be what I said. What I said is we just can't communicate. You can hear her laughing. We are communicating.
Yeah.
Remember, this is kind of, we've never really been exposed to each other for this long. Even our phone conversation was not that long, and a dude was feeding her lines.
Yeah.
So there is a certain amount of nerves.
Sure.
This is built up for months. Now you have the frustration of the technology.
Right.
Still, with all that being said, we are communicating. She's making me laugh.
Yeah.
I'm making her laugh.
Yeah.
We're communicating. All right. The call's almost done.
Okay.
Yeah, you forgot to put in digits. You remember that? No, you don't remember that. How convenient. All right. I will copy this to Facebook.
Phone number.
See if I can do that. Copy. Right. Ah! What the hell happened? This is going tragically wrong. There it is. And we are back. I don't know if I can call you, though, because the phones get kind of monitored here. I'll try. If not, we'll do this, all right? I like seeing you better. All right, bye. You're leaving?
All right, the last thing you heard was her say, yeah, it was very faint.
Yeah,
you heard it say, yeah. Now, that call, I played 7.5 minutes of it. The actual call, because I have the Skype in, was 32 minutes and 26 seconds.
Oh, that's painful.
So that was going on. I was helping Ishmael. Obviously, I didn't want to play the whole thing.
Right.
It was a lot of nothing going on.
Yeah.
Even when I was playing something, it was a lot of nothing. So now we continued our conversation on Facebook. Before I go on with that, I mean, you guys can poo-poo it all you want. Either way, I've done something that nobody else has done.
No, that it's amazing that you actually were looking at her. And it was obviously live.
It was, yeah. Would I be reacting like that if it wasn't live?
No, you're not faking it. No, it's real. But it's
frustrating.
Because,
listen, I put this together yesterday.
Yeah.
And I listened back to it. And I was frustrated listening to
it.
Because I thought it was something better.
Right.
But it's still an accomplishment.
The fact that you got a video chat is an accomplishment. No doubt about that. It's just, I think that the way the chat is reacting, the way Joe's reacting, and how I'm thinking is that it's, even though this is unprecedented, and this isn't usually their tactic, there's something not right here. And it's not just the matter of tech. I mean, I'm going to withhold judgment until I see.
Well, we're
going
to have to let this play out.
Yeah, let it play out.
All right, here's the conversation afterwards on Facebook. She goes, I'm home now, hon. I go, hi, babe. She goes, hi, hon. I go, you are more beautiful than your pictures make you out to be. I was very distracted by the boobs. I'm a man, damn it.
They are more beautiful than your pictures. I mean, you are more beautiful.
They were bigger live in video. I agree with Joe. Perhaps this was a plan. I don't know. I did not think so.
The camera made them gain 10 pounds.
Thankfully.
Don't say gain or 10 pounds.
I'm sorry.
Joe, how you doing?
Staying very still.
No.
Drive fast.
I will not get sick. I will not give Tom the satisfaction.
That's fine. We'll find out. So I tell her, you're more beautiful than your pictures make you out to be. She goes, LOL, you are more cute than your pictures.
Yuck.
Oh, I am. Finally, we're getting the compliments I deserve. Finally, I'm not the fat white elderly.
I was just going to say, yes.
I know.
It's about time she started kissing my ass. Stupid here, romance
here.
Scammer without
here, here.
I go, thank you. Sorry I'm not the Filipino guy I described. She laughs. I go, I wish we could have spoken. She goes, yeah, me too. Hope we can speak tomorrow.
Yeah.
I go, it is really hard with my phone situation. I will try my best. I really need to talk to you on video, though. Felt kind of weird with Ishmael right next to you as well.
Yeah.
She goes, really? It was my first time, so I needed some assistance. But why did it feel weird? I go, I don't know. I have all these emotions, and your little cousin is watching. She laughs. I go, glad you were amused, wise ass, and I laugh. He was there to help, but he could not get the mic working. Some computer guy he is, LOL.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
She laughs. The headset was not working well. I go, clearly, but I could hear noises, but never you, sad face. At least I got to see you smile and laugh, happy face. She goes, was also hearing noise, don't know where it was coming from. I go, the cafe people should have helped you. On the bright side, I saw the most distracting shirt I've ever seen, devil face. She goes, LOL, I didn't know it was that distracting. I go, I don't believe you for one second. I go, you win. You have a sexy body. Remember, she told me she has a sexy body. You are one of the prettiest women I have ever seen. I should stop or your house will not be able to contain the swollen head I am giving you. Because remember, she gets cocky.
A swollen head in your pants.
Yeah.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.